happened, Glenn?
Nor ever heard, nor ever did suspect.
Yes. You have seen Cassio and she together.
But then I saw no harm. And then I heard each syllable that breath made up between them.
What, did they never whisper?
Never, my lord.
Nor send you out of the way?
Never.
To fetch a fan, her gloves, her mask, or nothing?
Never, my lord.
That's strange.
I durst, my lord, to wager she is honest. Lay down my soul at stake. If you think other, remove your thought. It doth abuse your bosom. If any wretch have put this in your head, let heaven requite it with the serpent's curse. For if she be not honest, chaste, and true, there's no man happy.
Bid her come hither, and stand you without, and cough or cry hem if anybody come. Go! She said enough, yet she's a simple boor that cannot say as much. This is a subtle whore. A clotted lock and key of villainous secrets. Yet she kneel and pray. I've seen her do it.
My lord, what is your will?
Pray, Chuck. Come hither.
What is your pleasure?
Let me see your eyes. Look in my face.
What horrible fancy is this? Upon my knees, what of your speech and thought? I understand the fury in your words, but not the words.
Why, what art thou?
Your wife, my lord. Your true and loyal wife.
I swear thou art honest.
Heaven doth truly know it.
Heaven truly knows that thou art false as hell.
For whom, my lord? With whom? How am I false?
Always death, thou know not. Has it pleased heaven to try me with affliction? Had they rained all kind of sores and shames on my bare head? Steeped me in poverty to the very lips? Given to captivity me and my utmost hopes. I should have found in some place of my soul a drop of patience. But there, where I have garnered up my heart, where either I must live or bear no life, the fountain from the which my torrent runs, or else dries up, to be discarded thence, or keep it as a cistern for foul toads to knot and gender in.
I hope my noble lord esteems me honest.
Why art so lovely, fair? A smell so sweet that the sense aches at thee. Would thou hadst never been born!
Alas, what ignorant sin have I committed?
Committed? Oh, thou public commoner! I should make very forges of my cheeks that would to cinders burn up modesty did I but speak thy deed. What committed? Impudent strumpet!
By heaven, you do me wrong!
What, not a whore?
No, if I shall be saved.
I cry you mercy, then. I took you for that cunning whore of Venice that married with Othello. Mistress!
My lord?
Done, of course. There's money for your pain.
Good madam, what's the matter with my lord?
Who is thy lord?
But he that is yours, sweet lady.
I have none. Prithee, tonight, lay on my bed our wedding sheets. Remember, and call thy husband hither.
Here's change indeed.
Tis meet I should be used so very well. How have I been behaved that he might stick the smallest opinion on my greatest abuse?
What is your pleasure, madam? How is it with you?
I cannot tell.
What is the matter, lady?
Santiago, my lord hath so behoored her, thrown such despite and heavy terms upon her, as true hearts cannot bear.
Am I that name, Iago?
What name, fair lady?
Such as she said my lord did say I was.
He called her whore. A beggar in his drink could not have laid such terms upon his slut.
Why did he so?
I do not know. I am sure I am none such.
I will be hanged if some eternal villain, some busy and insinuating rogue, to get some office have not devised this slander. I'll be hanged, though.
But fie, there is no such man. It is impossible.
If any such there be, heaven pardon him.
The halter pardon him, and hell gnaw his bones. Why should he call her whore? Who keeps her company? What place, what time, what form, what likelihood? The Moor's abused by some most villainous knave, some base, notorious knave, some
scurvy fellow. Fie upon them. Such some squire he was that turned your wit the seamy side without and made you suspect me with a moor.
You are a fool. Go to.
Oh, good Iago. What shall I do to win my lord again? Good friend, go to him. For by this light of heaven, I know not how I lost him. Here I kneel. If e'er my will did trespass against his love, either in discourse of thought or actual deed, or that mine eyes, mine ears, or any sense delighted them in any other form, or that I do not yet and ever did and ever will love him dearly, comfort, forswear me.
I pray you be content. 'Tis but his humor. The business of the state does him offense, and he does chide with you.
If 'twere no other.
'Tis but so, I warrant. Hark, how these instruments summon you to supper. The messengers of Venice stay the meat. Go in, and weep not. All things shall be well.
Iago.
Oh, now, Rodrigo.
I do not find that thou dealst justly with me.
How so?
Every day thou dashest me with some device, Iago, and rather keeps from me all conveniency than supplies me with the least advantage of hope.
You charge me most unjustly.
With naught but truth. I have wasted myself out of my means. The jewels you have had from me to deliver to Desdemona would half have corrupted a votarist. You told me she hath received them and returned me expectations, but I find none.
Well, go to. Very well.
I tell you, it is not very well. I will make myself known to Desdemona. If she will return to me my jewels, I will give over my suit and repent my unlawful solicitation. If not, assure yourself, I will seek satisfaction of you.
Why? Now I see there's metal in thee. Give me thy hand.
Oh,
Rodrigo, if thou hast that in thee indeed, which I have greater reason to believe now than ever, I mean purpose, courage, and valor, this night shall... If thou the next night following enjoin not Desdemona, take me from this world with treachery.
Well, is it within reason and compass?
There is a special commission come from Venice to depute Cassio in Othello's place.
Why, then Othello and Desdemona return again to Venice?
No, he goes into Mauritania and takes away with him the fair Desdemona.
Oh.
Unless his abode be lingered here by some accident, wherein none can be so determinate as the removing of Cassio.
How do you mean, removing of him?
Why, by making him incapable of Othello's place, knocking out his brains.
And that you would have me do?
I? If you dare do yourself a profit and a right. He sups tonight with a harlot. If you will watch his going thence, you may take him at your pleasure. I will be near to second your attempt, and he shall fall between us. Come, stand not amazed. I will show you such a necessity in his death that you shall think yourself bound to put it on him. The night grows to waste. About it.
I will hear further reason for this.
And you shall be satisfied.